There is a touch of fall in the air across eastern New York and western New England. It was a chilly morning, and there were some patches of frost in the typically cooler spots, and temperatures all day long have been on the cooler side. The dew points are low, and that means the air is very dry, which we come to expect as we move into the fall season. Now, one thing that is different today is the look of the sky. Often a day like this, the sky would be a deep blue, the sunshine would be gorgeous and bright. In this case, things are looking rather hazy, and that is the smoke from the western wildfires that has worked all the way across the country. We saw it yesterday, we're seeing it today, and we will likely see it again tomorrow. Now, one thing I will mention is that this smoke is pretty high up in the air. There are no air quality alerts at ground level at this time, so at least right now, I'm not concerned about any health hazards from this smoke. But it is going to make things look gray at times, right through at least tomorrow. Hopefully that smoke will clear a bit on Thursday as a cold front comes by. Coming up tonight, we'll see temperatures drop down into the 40s, so it'll be cool, but not quite as cold as last night. Some areas of fog will form, especially near bodies of water and in our valley locations. And tomorrow is going to be a mostly clear day. Normally, I'd say mostly sunny, but I'll go with mostly clear, as there are going to be those hazy intervals at times. It'll be breezy and warmer, and temperatures in the low to mid-70s. On Thursday, that cold front will come by. There's a chance for a few showers. I don't expect widespread or all-day rain on Thursday. And then we'll see if any of the remnant moisture of Sally gets up here Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. Right now, odds would favor that that rain would largely miss us down to the south. Much of New England is in a drought, so we would like to see some rain get up here. Odds are not in favor of that projection at this time. Right now, tropical storm and hurricane warnings are in effect from southeastern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle as Sally draws closer. The storm, of course, will pose a wind threat, but it poses a significant flooding threat from storm surge flooding and also from very heavy rainfall. The storm is not going to be moving very quickly as it comes ashore. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly clear with some hazy intervals, breezy and warmer, with highs in the low to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly clear with hazy intervals, breezy and warmer, with highs in the low to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly clear with hazy intervals, breezy and warmer, with highs in the low to mid-70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear and cool with areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly clear with hazy intervals, breezy and warmer, with highs in the low to mid-70s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of a shower, highs in the 60s and 70s, and on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, maybe some rain well south and east, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.